In terms of the impact of the current coronavirus restrictions, all of our team have now are now working remotely. So we're now providing telephone and online support. We've switched our phone number to a remote phone number, so we're now available on 0300 12 11 102. Or people can email contact@southkentmind.org.uk. We're providing remote wellbeing checks, so 10-minute phone calls with our members, people who have used our services previously, to check they're okay, to check how they're coping, and to see if there's anything else we can offer them in terms of remote support and advice, or anything online that we might be able to provide them in terms of activities and things to do. In terms of the impact that the crisis is having on you know, the users of our services and the community, I think that there is the potential for it to aggravate people's pre-existing challenges. So things like anxiety, for example, you know, the media's not really been helping. And I don't want to tar everyone with the same brush, but, you know, in terms of sensationalising the crisis, you know, this is a pandemic and we appreciate that, but it's important to be focusing on the facts and not on the hype around it. So what we try to do is just to provide the factual information to our members. We do that through social media, through our website, information about washing your hands, you know, social distancing, but not, you know, trying to cause panic or alarm, because that can aggravate anxiety and panic attacks for people who you know, already have challenges in place. You know, depression can be a big problem, especially if people are socially isolating, if they don't live with anyone or if their social networks are quite small, then isolation can compound those challenges and really make it a lot harder for them. So we're trying to use our social media, our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our phone calls from our wellbeing coordinators, you know, to check in with everyone and really just to make sure that the social isolation doesn't aggravate existing things. You know, one of the other challenges to think about is something like OCD, for example. So, you know, people who already have issues around washing their hands, you know, are now being told to wash their hands for 20 times a day. You know, that can aggravate things that have already been dealt with in, you know, in their lives. And what we're trying to do is just to provide this kind of advice and support line for anyone who has concerns or worries about themselves or about members of their family. You know, we also have a suicide prevention helpline called Safe Talk. Again, the details are on our website at southkentmind.org.uk. But that's available for people to phone in if they have any suicidal ideation or any problems or concerns about themselves, their family or friends. We try our best to provide information and support. That's what we can do. You know, it's a wide area. We've got a fantastic team who are just ready and waiting to sort of return people's calls or emails and get in touch, and we can continue to provide that support remotely.